Welcome to the presentation of financial year 2023 results for Cellcom Summit. Please, you are only listening mode. After the initial presentation, you will have the opportunity to ask some questions. To have assistance from an operator, just dial asterisk and zero if you're connected by conference call, or press the icon with a headphone if you're connected via web. Now, I would like to leave the floor to Mr. Marchetto, the chairman. So good morning, everyone. I'm chairman of Somek Group. Yesterday, the board, the 2023 statement, income statement and balance sheet. So I'm just going to give you a short presentation of the group, and then I'm going to leave the floor to Mr. Zacchetta, CFO, who is going to talk about figures and why so these figures. So 2023 was the first year of the new strategy of Somek. So the three segments, the business segments, Horizon, Talenta, and Mestieri, has been divided. Horizon concerns both naval and civil engineered systems for naval architecture and building facades, so composed by different companies. Then Talenta, professional kitchen systems and products. And then Mestieri, the new strategy of the Italian arts and crafts and made in Italy. In terms of organization, there's a part of these three segments that could be read at horizontally. So the initial part, when we started with the marine business in 2013, where we have some companies divided by three segments, and then all the part of extraordinary operations in the last 3 years that comprises Horizon, Talenta, and Mestieri. As you know, we have always had a very long-term backlog. So from 2017 to 18, 19, 20. So these long-term backlog, especially in the naval part, has affected, especially in 2023, that due to something before COVID, increase in raw material, increase in labor costs, etc., and scarcity of materials. So these backlog that had been acquired by extraordinary operation, Blue Steel, so a new business in the naval, and Blue Steel investments in building, especially in Europe, so to be covered in the European part, also in the glazing. These has affected our figures. So, but a positive factor is that the revenues have increased significantly. This means that our strategy is working, and once we have overcome these backlog that had been accrued, so before, so 2020, the COVID year, can lead to pre-COVID results. And now I'm going to give the floor to Mr. Zanchetta, who is going to explain figures, and then we'll go back to the strategic part. So, yeah, page eight, and I'd like to explain our business model and the risks and opportunities in our business. As far as the risks are concerned, and the supply chain and inflation, there was an increase in raw material cost, and shortage was a problem, a geopolitical crisis, the pandemic, and the climate risks that have somehow influenced the trend over the last few years. Transport, logistic, and planning issues, including economic problems due to the increase of fuel, and currency exchange rates and interest rates that have grown significantly over the last year. As far as the order execution, of course, additional costs and charges, especially for installation and labor, these have been affected by inflation quite a lot. And few availability of specialized personnel and failure in recognition of variation from the client. And again, the risk of delay in performance of the works or failure to meet the contractual quality standards. So these, of course, can also depend on the internal structure, but also on the end clients. So moving to the opportunities, we have had some, especially in the cruise ship, because the demand has increased a lot, especially because we only got to 33 million passengers as compared to 19 million in 2019, so before COVID. And we expect 38 million in 2026 and 40 million in 2030. So always depends on the building and the construction of the cruise ships. As for there's a stabilization of raw material and energy cost. And the development in the US market of luxury, especially, that is giving us great opportunity. As far as the execution of the work, of course, we have a long-term order visibility with a rapid response during the execution, also in the civil sector. And then the fragmentation of risk with a reduced customer contraction, as our chairman was saying, and enforcement of financial management control and internal reorganization. And also a strong increase in the interest in the mestieri segment, and also moving to high marginality, so to business, so the high marginality, especially in a cruise ship and luxury system. So let's have a look at the two non-recurring events that have occurred and have impacted on our 2023 results. So first of all, the ship that was built by TSI, 14 million value that was finished in the last quarter of 2023 concerning the design, production, and installation of various types of private and common area in a cruise ship. This was an existing order when we acquired the company, so it was the last of three ships of TSI that TSI was going to build. So there was some critical issues during the execution because part of the contract subject was changed. It had been reviewed also due to COVID. So it was not one of the main ships. So these have changed the design, the production, and also the execution of the ship. So we had to shift from a standard contract related to the previous project to a completely tailor-made contract. So the initial value was 8 million, but went up to 14 million. There was some contractual work. So instead of 6 usual months for this kind of activity, they were reduced to 2 months, and thanks to the use of a lot of staff and the structure, and also in the so performing an improvement in terms of quality and quantity. Increasing of cost, in overall cost, was 4.5 million. What did we do to mitigate these situations? First of all, we have reorganized the operational system with a new project manager, hired new roles that were more on the site and so from the company, but also in the shipyard to be able to evaluate the time needed for the construction. And then increase in costs and also the evaluation of suppliers to provide material in the due time. And please bear in mind that TSI is one of the few companies which does not have projection design installment in-house. So this has outsourced. So we just deal with the installation and also part of cost controls that the supply chain needs to be very quick in decision making. And also in the management system, it has been quicker also in taking very swift decisions. This is a kind of orders that we don't have any more in this kind of company, so it was just a one-off. The other subject and the other event was Blue Steel, acquired in 2022 to step into the UK market. It's had some orders, so one was so this one started in 2019 and then finished in 2023. So it was an order taken by the former managing director. And when we asked clients to for some variations, and these have been rejected, and we had to start to an adjudication procedure that is has been established to for the issues resolution of the dispute. So we of course wanted to access these claim, and the impact total impact of the project is 1 million euro, and also in terms of risk mitigation activities. These have already been communicated to the managing director. We have improved so the manager presence and also the sales agencies and agents. There are new organizational structures and all the orders that we have have followed our business models by SOMEC that were informed in the second half of 2023. So let's move to the slide 11, the revenues. So we got to 371 million in 2023, so almost a 13% increase, and also organic growth is very high, and this is a confirmation of our business model, and acquisitions are 3.6%. So by operating segments are over 50% as our horizon, our main unit. They could increase a lot also in the other segments. So with 1% as compared to last year. And then the organic growth is also growing. And as far as geography is concerned, United States are growing, the revenue from the United States are growing a lot. And let's move to the next slide, order backlog. As compared to 31st of December 2022, have gone down to 752 million. And of course, our horizon accounts for the most in the backlog. So 64%, 20% Talent and 15% Mestieri. And then again, these can be divided into hard backlog and soft backlog. So value of new orders or order modification and soft. So the order that will turn into actual orders in the next year. So especially backlog of refitting is so quick to occur that we don't even have time to inform our investors and the public about these. But it's the period is 2024, 2031, and a great part can concentrate on 2024. So these horizon segment, so an increase by 10.8% in the glazing sector, and the refitting is already recovering, and also for 2024 it will be increasing, and Fabbrica has achieved and even exceeded the objective over $100 million. EBITDA suffered just a slight decrease connected to the blue steel project and the adjudication procedure and the contraction can also be due to Fabbrica in the United States because in the second half of 2023, again, because of interest rate, higher interest rates, we have continued to develop quotations for works that have delayed a little bit. So these, of course, is a part of general expenses. And as you've seen in 2024, there was a 38 million work that had been impacted on 2023. So as also digital transformation was somehow one of the causes to postpone some of our projects. Talenta, there was a slight decrease in revenues due to two aspects. One, because of naval, because of delivery times and production times, and then the another one was due to a reorganization of management system and a new reorganization in sales activity. Some salespeople, these activity went down slightly because of increase in raw material costs in the first part, in the first half of the year, and that we haven't been able to update our price list. Again, a part of the digital transformation. Mestieri, the revenues were increased significantly, +27% as compared to 2022, both due to organic growth and acquisitions, 40%. So a strong increase in the European and US markets, and the great contribution was given by the companies acquired. So Teolin, about 20 Teolin, Lamparedo, 27.8. So the negative effect of EBITDA is to be explained with the TSI order. Then operating profitability, EBITDA, group EBITDA in 2022 was 23.2, and this has decreased to 18.2, so decreased by 4.9%. And then you can see the effect on the of these decrease. But again, TSI are impacted on the Mestieri horizon due to the blue steel order. And the important part is always connected to these two orders that led to some issues. If we hadn't had these issues on these two orders, the second half would have generated 17 million EBITDA and getting to the group guidance. EBIT also suffers these consequences due to the EBITDA decrease. Net result and cash flow. On the net result, you can see these images. So in terms of financial charges and put and call option, 5.8 million, and other financial charges for 1.8 million. Then, as for financial charges and put and call, maybe we can go more in depth. Also, for cash flow, again, this was affected by the first part of the year, so increase in stock and the work in progress of orders. And this was impacted by the price of gas and energy that was 140 until 2022. So those effects and orders that we have carried out in the last part, of course, the increase in the stock and organic increase that used the financial part of the structure, so to prevent being late in meeting the commitment in terms of growth. And also for what we Extomec has always responded and replied to collaborators and suppliers in managing payments for the whole supply chain. So, and with prompt and timely payments. So of course, the cost of marketing and trade shows and the development of theory, the development of the U.S. company, so pizza user, for the development of pizza ovens in the United States, and also the whole part of Mestieri company. As for the net financial position, so we can see the 45, 54 to 60 million. Again, the effect is due to the put and call, as we mentioned earlier. So the composition of the net financial position, you can see the breakthrough of the and how it has been divided. So Gino Ceolin acquisition was in January 2023. So the net effect of put and call clauses that is mainly attributable to Buderi and Skill Master. CapEx for 2.8 million, thus confirming the low capital intensities of the business. Dividend payouts in 2023, 3.1 to Fabbrica minorities to allow them, of course, to have the dividends. So, as I said, so 2023, their strategy has shown some increase. As you can see, we are covered in two markets, in Europe and the United States. So we are not in Asia, but Europe and United States, where the business is continuing to grow. So we were talking about cruise ships, and this business is growing significantly. So Shipyards are building new ships, but also the refit part. So 350 ships will have to be restored, restructured, and stop and renovated by 230. They will have to change the fuel system, so they will have to be sustainable. So the refit will be very significant, both in terms for our two divisions. And Fabrica in the United States and Blue Steel are still taking orders. We are not in the residential part. We are more in the functional. We are more in the businesses, activities, hospitals, schools, Google offices. We are developing laboratories in the United States. The part of professional kitchen systems is really going through a very exciting period also in terms of renovation. And especially our latest strategy in the Mestieri is really giving us a great satisfaction. So, we have companies that manufacture the Italian savoir-faire, especially in the high range, luxury range. These companies have 40, 50 years of history, and their abilities are really specialized. So we have developed USA Mestieri, and is really proving successful because that Italian arts and crafts is really sought after by these other companies in the United States. And we are moving these also in Europe, in Northern Europe, and it's really growing. But now I would leave the floor to any questions. Okay, so now we will start the Q&A session. So if you would like to ask a question, just dial asterisk and one from the phone. If you're connected via web, press the Q&A icon on the left side and send your question. Please ask it through the microphone and be connected. And then, so the first question is Francesco Brilli from Intermonte. Good morning, Francesco. We can't hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for leaving me the floor. Well, I'm going to start with a couple of questions which are more connected to the prospect and perspective. So the first is the perspective for this year. And I've seen the indications that are positive on the three business units in terms of turnover and profitability. But maybe you can give us some additional comments as the current consensus. Well, 410 million revenues, 31 EBITDA. So maybe you could give us some colors on these figures, and if it's reasonable to expect a positive bottom line or Maybe if we can expect some impact like we saw in 2023 with the put and call clauses for 2024. And the second question is, so impact on 2023. So these extraordinary issues that you have mentioned, you also mentioned so some post-COVID impacts and maybe again what we could expect for this coming year. So I will start from the question number two. And has Alessandro Zanchetta explained the main impacts have been on TSI and Blue Steel. These two orders that were taken before we had acquired the company and that impacted on our figures. We cannot say that all the other orders taken before 2020 have been easy because we were quite tight due to increases, but the ones that impacted more to get to the guidance are these two orders. We could have done more, but they really was our issues. So once we have restarted with more control and by attaching responsibilities in a more structured way, we will be able to work smoothly. So it was a year to be in which we reorganized and we are already in March and our business is growing to go back to margins as of 2019. And as for the first question, I would like Alessandro to answer. Yes, especially on the put and call clauses. Our business, of course, this is a very important aspect because the companies we acquired have their founders and members who are still part of the companies. So our model business has always been that of involving them in the initial stage and then accompany them to transfer the strategy and deal with the managers. So this is our business model that we have always followed. So the question, if we can expect some important aspects. So of course, we try to define every year our perspective, but our business plan is also connected and also in connection to Mestieri. And as we were saying, the positive effect is that this increase, this desire of having a made in Italy really deserves and led us to review our expectation for 24, 25, 26 in a positive way. So, there will be some variations. Not as we have done this year. So within these put and call, we also have issues connected to the payment. And also in connection to Fabrica. Second question is by Mario Coppola, by Stifel. Can you hear me? Yes. Okay. Good morning. Sorry, I have issues with my camera. Yes, I have a couple of questions. The first one, performance of Fabbrica in this year. So if you can give us some more details on the performance of the company. And if Alessandro, maybe you could give us more details on the dividend payouts. Second question relates to the structure of the debt, because I see that there's a shift. Long term to the short term. So if you can give us some more details in terms of debt structure, so expiry and need of refinancing of debt for this year. And then maybe some more clarification. If there are consequences on the financial costs or impacts of this problem. So these are the questions. So let's start with the debt. 107 Fabbrica, 107 Fabbrica with EBITDA 7.5%. And that takes into account approximately 1 million, the overraise tender costs that will be defined in 2024. So it's an important commercial activity that we have carried out. And you know that putting together a tender for a building in the United States is a lot, very expensive. And we have a 60% success rate because on 10 tenders, we, of course, we get 6 out of them. And the delay as compared to previous years in taking and being approved is a question of maybe also depending on the interest rates that usually were reabsorbed in a different on a multi-year period. So also the tax systems for the dividends so this was used to pay taxes that were moved to other SOMEC group companies. So 2.0, the company of founder members allows to pay taxes, so the dividends are distributed in order to pay the different rates. So as for the debt, we have tried to reclassify it, and we have been able to achieve a waiver in 10 days, and also we were supported by by experts. The financial contract also connected to waiver aims at achieving the waiver itself. So under this aspect, under this point of view, there will be no consequences. And also, we have been able to achieve it quite quickly, so there won't be impact. So the company can meet their deadlines, and in So having being able to achieve so quickly the waiver, that means that the company does not have or does not worry the lending the financial institutions, and then there haven't been delays in payments, and also the covenants was just by little points. So these was one of the reasons why the waiver was achieved so quickly. So it wasn't a break on the covenants with insignificant impact, but a few basis points. So that's on the formal point of view, of course, they count, but on the substantial point of view, it will allow, it allowed us to have like a green light by the three banks. And again, TSI and the effect of TSI and that order led to a 6 million payment block. So the economic impact of this order was quite high. And also these debt in the strategy that I explained, the three divisions and the extraordinary operation started in 2020, the increase of raw material, gas and energy led to, of course, some issues in the following years. We have increased the percentage so the number of shares in the Fabbrica by 60 million. So the thanks to our business and strategic plan, we will prove successful despite these issues. There is a follow-up by Francesco Brilli by Intermonte. Thanks. Just a follow-up on the debt and the maybe so the connection gave me some problems, so maybe I did the recovery plan. So the thing of the way that allowed you to achieve the waiver. So is it due to last until this year? And I would like to ask you some additional information on the backlog and the deadlines over time, the coverage on this year, and also the orders and the contract before 2020, which still have some COVID impact on 52, 53 contracts that are currently undergoing. And if you see competition, especially in the mestieri, so new potential players that could lead to some competition in this business, which is based on Made in Italy. So I would answer this question in terms of competition in mestieri. Don't get me wrong. So we are the only ones to have developed this business model in which mestieri, which is also a trend because we started a communication campaign on lifestyle magazines in 2023, and we are continuing also for non 2024. So we invite clients to see the construction made to custom. So if there's a luxury store, a boutique, we invite them to see how it's made. If it's a private villa, we invite the clients to see if there's something they would like to have the same. We are like tailors. So we are advocates of Italian lifestyles. So we are not like a mass production to take in a project. So if you want a tailor-made suit, so you will have to go to a tailor. And this is what we do. We are the only ones who have created and developed these business models. So I don't see competition currently. We have boosted our presence in the US, and you know that artisans and made in Italy savoir faire is not present in the United States as organically. So we are the first, we are leading in the world in terms of luxury lifestyle. And after 1.5 years, we are seeing results. So, and just mentioning backlog. So it's decreasing, but we have to bear in mind that out of 30 companies, there are four, five companies that generate backlog. The other ones do not, like Mestieri has not backlog unless it's a huge project. So, and then the changes are so rapid. The more we grow, the figures will may change slowly or rapidly. So in the United States, backlog is in the order of 1.5 years. So at the latest, at the longest. And as for debts, this was stipulated in March 2022. And the acquisition for Mestieri and Fabbrica. So that was the financing line. And they have been established in a very favorable time. So the spread was not very high. And the interest rate was quite low. Does not impact on rate on waiver. So the period was 72 months. The waiver was achieved for 2023 because, as we said, it was just above a few basis points, 24, 25, and 26. Also, in view of the new business plan, we will have to see with the banks how to continue. But a few basis points in 2023, so maybe there won't be the 24, 25, and 26 won't be impacted. And as for backlog, I can confirm what Mr. Marchetto said, that 150 million, 750 million of backlog, this is two-thirds in civil and one-third in the naval part, two-thirds on naval, over 500 million on the naval part, and one-third in the civil part. But 80% of turnover in 2024 is already covered by backlog. And so monthly order covered by monthly orders of refitting for some months, and also an important part of Mestieri, especially in the retail, when you take the order, then it's quite a shorter period to complete the order. So 2024 is widely covered. Then costs for every contract. We have data for 2023, and this is completed. Raw material costs have decreased, and our purchase are within budget also for orders in 21 and 22. So we don't have, we are not affected by these increases in the past. And some orders have been taken also taking into account prices, slightly higher prices for raw material. But on 2024, we want to see impacts for the civil or naval impact, especially for the second one, because the acquisitions are defined when they are signed, so actually signed. So we can consider ourselves covered in terms of raw materials and added as items. If you allow me, so I would like to review a previous question. And so your level of confidence on target for this year. So maybe if you can give us your feeling on the targets that you have set for this year. Just to be clear with all the people connected, so the financial communication line decided by the company and by the board is not to comment data, figures on, and the consensus is under provision because the estimates are under provision, so we don't have them. So I would say that at this stage, the only prospect comment is in terms of quality and support for the drive. Okay, thank you. So Kepler, Federico Belluati, can you hear me? Yes. My questions have actually been answered already, but in terms of taxes and so the fiscal aspect, so can you give us some information about these and yes, as for taxes, I can give you some more detail. So in terms of consolidated, so 900,000 euro taxes, current taxes 3.5 million, and deferred anticipated 2 million. And then, so discharge of deferred by 10 KPA open, and is a combined effect leads to 818 in positive. Okay, thank you very much. If you want to ask a question, enter asterisk and one, or if you are connected via web, you can press the Q&A icon on the left-hand side. So asterisk followed by one if you are connected on the phone or via computer, the icon on the left-hand side, the Q&A icon. There are no further booked questions, so I would just like to remind you that the management is available in Paris on the 4th Milan, 17 April in Milan. And in London on the 18th of April. So if you'd like to meet the management, so you all have our contact, so please, we are really available to set appointments. Thank you very much. We would like to thank all the participants and have a great day and happy Easter.